tell you right now.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. conducting a second day of strikes on Iranian-backed militants in Yemen. The strikes come in response to repeated attacks by Houthi militants on ships in the Red Sea. Lieutenant General Douglas Sims, during a Pentagon press conference on Friday, says,
I would hope that they don't respond. Do I expect they will? There's a possibility. As I mentioned, there was the ballistic missile fire this morning. So, you know, it seems within the DNA.
The U.S. strikes targeted Houthi missile and drone launch sites. The federal judge overseeing a defamation case against former President Trump denying a request by Trump to delay the start of trial next week so he can attend a funeral. The judge said he's not required to be in court and can attend the funeral if he chooses. The entire fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets remain grounded, unclear when they'll return to service after the FAA continues its investigation. This is ABC News. Federal prosecutors seeking the death penalty against the white supremacist who killed 10 black people inside a Western New York supermarket.
The Justice Department is pursuing the death penalty for Peyton Gendron, who carried out a racist massacre at a Buffalo supermarket in 2022. In their decision, federal prosecutors said Gendron picked the Tops Market in East Buffalo on purpose, driving more than 200 miles from home to maximize the number of black victims. He had scouted it in advance and live-streamed the attack, prosecutors said, to incite violent action by others.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Supreme Court says it'll take up a review of whether anti-homeless laws in a number of Western U.S. states are legal. It comes a day after a federal appeals court agreed with the lower court's ruling that blocked anti-camping ordinances in San Francisco, a separate ruling in Oregon that blocked Grants Pass from enforcing a law barring homeless people from using blankets, pillows, or cardboard for protection from the elements. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory continues for scattered snow showers, 1 to 3 inches tonight and maybe an inch tomorrow. Blowing snow at times with wind gusts to 30 miles an hour. Low tonight, low teens. High tomorrow, mid-teens. Wind chill near 10 below tomorrow morning to near 25 below by Sunday morning. Right now it's 20.
Maybe now.
Brad Paisley.
Toby Keith.
Carrie Underwood.
All day long.
98Q Country.
Starting January 19th, and a big Burn It Down tour coming up. Well, today is National Vision Board Day. Put that vision board together. Get out there and do things before you can.
You'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast the line. You can always put a rain check in his hand. Thank you.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree.
going on in this world? Is it becoming the Wild West? I don't understand. In Atlanta and other major cities, there's proposals to ban right turns on red. Why would you do that? That's like a national thing. We all just turn right on red. If there's nobody coming, it's okay. Why do they want to ban this? This sounds stupid. This world is just getting out of hand. I mean, come on. They're attacking everything now.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
This year, every plate is serving up their most sizzling deal yet. $1 steak every single week. Not only can you dig into 10 ounces of delicious steak for just a dollar, but you can enjoy every plate's other tasty meals for just $1.49 each. Whether you're resolving to save money or just want to enjoy every bite in 2024, America's Best Value Meal Kit has you covered. Get started with $1 steak every week and meals for $1.49 each with code DCS49 at everyplate.com. Everyplate.com.
I love new country. Why don't you save me the trouble? Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road.
That's my station. 98Q Country.
Get his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Forgiveness, you always gave me that. Girl, I'm a witness of your looks. You don't be giving up, and it's crazy how you saved me. Hand on the Bible, don't know how I got you, but I couldn't ask for more. Girl, what we got's worth thanking God for. So thank God I get to wake up by your side. Perfectly in mind. Thank God you love me when you didn't have to, but you did, and you do, and he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Thank God, thank God for giving me you.
Never thought I'd find an angel undercover, made a change to everything.
We're thanking God for. So thank God.
scare easy as long as you keep me just square in the middle of your arms.
Salute you, Sean Bryan. I think that's how the Bud Light commercial would start if he was drinking Bud Light. But Sean Bryan was drinking Guinness. He's from Kilkenny, Ireland. He downed 81 pints of Guinness in one weekend. And he claims he didn't even have a hangover. Yep. Of course, he posted his feat up on Facebook, got over 10,000 likes, as hundreds of social media users raced to condemn his behavior, as they should. Shouldn't drink that much. That's kind of stupid.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
VFW Post 5778 on Lake Avenue in Phillips will be hosting a veteran suicide prevention seminar on Saturday, January 20th at 1 p.m. The seminar will be conducted by Debbie May of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs and is a question, persuade, and refer format. The seminar will be addressing issues of veteran suicides, and all veterans and the public are invited to attend. The hall will open at 12:30 p.m. and no food or beverage carry-ins are permitted.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter weather advisory continues for scattered snow showers, 1 to 3 inches tonight and maybe an inch tomorrow. Blowing snow at times with wind gusts to 30 miles an hour. Low tonight, low teens. High tomorrow, mid-teens. Wind chill near 10 below tomorrow morning to near 25 below by Sunday morning. Right now it's 20.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm nothing I've tried lasts long. Maybe I'm just
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Country. Thank you.
Tucson Too Late, Jordan Davis. Well, if you go to Scottsdale, you might bump into Emma Stone. She's originally from Scottsdale, likes to hang around the area a whole lot. I had my eyes peeled for her when I was there just less than a month ago. But I just found out Emma Stone wants to be on Jeopardy so bad. Not Celebrity Jeopardy either. She wants to earn her stripes on regular Jeopardy. And I guess she submits to be on it every June. So maybe one day we'll get to see how smart Emma Stone is.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
KFC's wraps are still just two for $5. Just think about that. Two wraps, just $5. You want a new spicy mac and cheese wrap and a new honey barbecue chicken wrap for lunch? Just $5. You want a new mac and cheese wrap and a spicy slaw wrap as a snack? Just $5. You want two classic KFC wraps just because? Just $5. KFC wraps are back for a limited time. Now with three new options. Choose two for just $5. It's finger licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and third-party ordering websites. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
It was the 14th of October and that t-shirt off your shoulder. I was drunk, said I was sober, and you said, yeah, right. We were talking for a minute, then some guy tried to cut.
Yeah.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Something wrong.
classics.